Personnel Committee to order. And I can't read the room there, but is everything copacetic?
Yes, and all is present.
All right. First item on our agenda tonight would be Justice Kendrick, who requested that a Personnel Committee meeting to be called at our last full board meeting. So, Justice Kendrick, you have the floor.
Sure. Thank you, Justice Pearson. Just the first order of business, I think it's good for the individual committees to elect their chairman by a vote of their peers, and I would like to nominate Justice Knight as chairman of the Personnel Committee.
Okay, we have a motion on the table. Justice Knight, I guess first, are you interested in serving as chair of the Personnel Committee?
Justice Pearson, yes, if that is the will of the committee, yes.
Okay, so we have a motion. Do I have a second? Do I have a second for Justice Kendrick's motion? Going once, going twice. All right, for lack of a second, Justice Kendrick's motion fails, and that's on the floor.
Okay, thank you, Justice Pearson.
Welcome. The second item on our agenda will be my ordinance, and for the sake of conducting a fair meeting, I want to offer up that I would accept the motion to temporarily replace me as chair for while I debate and discuss this ordinance. If anybody feels like that is necessary, I'd be happy to accept the motion to temporarily appoint somebody else as chair. I personally don't think it's necessary. I think that we can have this conversation informally, but I just want to put that on the table. Okay, don't hear anybody jumping at that one, so I'm going to go ahead and get started with this. So I put a fair amount of work into this. This actually came before the Personnel Committee. I think it was 2 years ago, close to, at the beginning of my first term. And very early on, I remember the chairman at the time had asked if the committee was interested. He had been approached by an employee who was short on vacation and sick leave because they had had a child, and then they were going to have a second child, but they did not have enough time to accumulate enough vacation and sick hours to be able to take the leave that they needed, and so they were aware of the state's policy that was enacted in 2017, and they wondered if Faulkner County could do something similar. And the chair at the time said they would research the information and get back, with the committee, but nothing really happened, and it kind of fell to the wayside. But once I was appointed chair, I picked the ball back up and was reminded of this issue. And so I've done my absolute best due diligence that I could before I brought this to the committee. I wanted to bring as much data and information as possible to present a full picture. So if you don't already know, in 2017, the Arkansas State Legislature passed 4 weeks paid maternity leave for all state employees. It was approved in both chambers, I think, with zero dissenting votes, and was very, had a warm welcome at the state capitol. And the way they created their maternity leave program was utilizing excess hours in the state's catastrophic leave banks. They had several different banks, and basically they pulled them all into one and utilized those excess hours, the surplus, to provide state employees with an additional benefit of 4 weeks paid maternity leave. And so I was asked to look at our catastrophic leave bank and see if we could do something similar. So that's where I started. I'll just cut to the chase and say, I think this is possible and that we can definitely do what the state did. But I'm going to say that, I'm bringing this forward not just because, I think this is a good idea for the county, but because I think it's possible. Because when I crunch the numbers, I feel pretty good that if we were to enact this, that it would not negatively affect the growth or the current status of the catastrophic leave bank. So with that being said, I started with the numbers. And does everybody have the Microsoft Word document that I sent out with the bar charts and the tables? Or does anybody not have it?
Did you provide the committee with printed copies here, Justice Pearson, or are you just talking about the email that we received?
I'm sorry, Justice Kendrick, I couldn't hear you.
I said, did you provide us with printed copies here at the meeting, or are you just talking emails, digital?
Oh, I'm not at the meeting, so I didn't provide anybody with hard copies. I don't know if anybody there did or not, but does anybody not have the information? Because we can put it up on the screen. Maybe we can share a screen if anybody needs to see it as I talk through it, if they would like.
Chairman Pearson, when did you send that out?
I think Margaret sent that out to everybody. I've got that in email.
I forwarded
it. Justice Kendrick, do you have it? Are you able to look at it as I talk through it?
It was sent yesterday, I believe, Justice Boyer. Yeah, I've got it.
Okay, Justice Boyer, are you good? Do you have it available?
It would have come from me yesterday, Jerry.
I can't hear you, Margaret.
Would it have been paid maternity leave? Would that have been the type?
Yes.
So the document I'm referring to, I think the title is CLB data. That's what I'm going to be looking at. It's a Word document, and it starts with a bar chart.
I have nothing with a bar chart.
Jerry, I'll forward it to you in just a second. I'm going to locate it for you.
Counselor, could we maybe share your screen and get that up on the screen, or could we make that available to Justice Boyer so he could look at that as we talk through this?
Yep, just give me 10 seconds and I'll put it up there.
Okay.
Justice Boyer, it's behind you. If you want to look on the screen,
Oh, that's the data one.
Justice Boyer, are you able to see that somewhat? I'll talk through it and explain what's what. You don't need to necessarily see all the numbers. You can get those later, but I just want to make sure you can see kind of general, at least the charts that I'm going to talk through.
I have them in my iPhone.
Okay, Justice Boyer, are you comfortable with moving forward?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, all right, so that first chart there is the historical accumulation of the Catastrophic Leave Bank. And so if you're not familiar with the Catastrophic Leave Bank, it's a program that was created, I believe, in 2007. At least that's the first year that I had data for it. And basically, employees of Faulkner County can enroll into the Catastrophic Leave Bank by contributing 8 hours per year that can then be used by other employees that are enrolled in the bank in case of, you know, catastrophic emergencies in which they don't have sick or vacation time to utilize, or if they run out while they are sick, then they can use the Catastrophic Leave Bank to continue to be paid while they are, you know, physically, mentally, or emotionally ill. And so what this graph represents, the blue bar, is going to be the growth of the unused hours in the bank. So you can see every single year, you know, there is an accumulation of hours because more hours are being contributed than are being used from the bank. The red part of the bar is what gets used each year. Let's see, we got something going on. Okay. Yeah, so the red part of the bar is what gets used each year. So you can see there's a very healthy growth in the unused hours in the Catastrophic Leave Bank. And so this is what we're going to be talking about, is using these unused hours to potentially provide this additional benefit for county employees. And table one on the second page, all that is the data, you know, for that figure, for that chart. So if anybody wants to, you know what the numbers are, or crunch numbers themselves, recreate charts, whatever, that's there. I also sent the Excel file that was sent to me from the IT department that that shows all of the usage and the accumulation of the catastrophic leak bank hours for folks who want to dig into this further. So when I looked at this, I thought, hey, yeah, there are a lot of hours, and maybe this is a possibility. But the two main questions that I had were, you know, are there enough hours contributed? You know, is there enough excess growth to where if we did implement this new program that it wouldn't harm the health of the catastrophic leak bank overall? And two, you know, how do we figure out if we were to pass a paid maternity leave, how often would it be used? And, you know, what kind of anticipated use for maternal purposes could we try and project? And so I've done my best effort here to try to come up with an educated guess. And so where I started with will be figure two. And this pie chart just represents the total number of employees for Faulkner County, of which there are 362 full-time employees. You can see the blue is the male population, and the red and green is the female population. And the red is the female full-time employees for Faulkner County that are between the ages of 18 and 44. So why 18 and 44? Because that's the ages that most women are able to have children and would potentially be employed by the county. So fertility rates and fertility rate data, which I'll get into in just a minute, uses those same numbers, those same ages to calculate, you know, fertility rates. So now we know how many employees potentially could utilize a paid maternity leave program. And so the next question I had was, okay, so we know the potential number of employees. We know it's 87 employees right now, as of this year, that could potentially utilize this. So of that population, how can we anticipate or predict, you know, how many children might be born of that population? And the best way I was able to come up with an estimate is the next one, is table two. And what you see here is pulled from the Centers for Disease and Control. They basically get all the birth information from all the hospitals all over the country, and they keep records from birth certificates, hospital records, and whatnot. And so this is actually the fertility rate by age for Faulkner County in 2019 is what this is. And so in Faulkner County, women between the ages of 15 and 17 years old, they have a fertility rate of 6.86. And so what does that mean? That means for every 1,000 women in Faulkner County that are between the ages of 15 and 17, there's going to be, on average, 6.86 children born to that population, and so on and so forth for the remaining age groups. So I took what we know or what I knew about the fertility rates in Faulkner County, and then I went back to those 87 employees for Faulkner County that were between those same ages of 15 and 44. And that's table three. And that breaks down the employees for those age groups, and I applied those same fertility rates for Faulkner County to those employees. So basically you have to take, so for example, you know, the employees age 20 to 24, the fertility rate is 53.08. What does that mean? Well, you have to get that as a percentage of 1,000 and then multiply that percentage by the total of employees. Long story short, if you add it all up using this fertility rate data compared to the employees for Faulkner County, the number you get is, on average, every year, if the employees' ages and numbers stay the same, we would have approximately 5.04505 children born to those Faulkner County employees. So, does anybody have questions on that before I go further? Because I know that's a lot. It took me a long time to get this through my own head. So I'm going to pause to see if anybody has any questions so far. Okay, so hearing none, I'll continue. And first I want to say that I personally think that this number of approximately 5 children per year for all those female employees is pretty high. And the reason I think that it's pretty high is because you're dealing with a much larger sample size, first of all, with the entire county. So you're going to get more numbers. You know, there's varied demographics across the entire county, whereas we're dealing with a different demographic group with county employees in terms of socioeconomic status and whatnot. In addition, the fertility rates include each individual birth, okay? So it's not just one incidence of a woman having a child. It's how many children they have. So twins and triplets are taken into account for that fertility rate data as well, which is going to skew the numbers a little bit higher. Not by a whole lot, but definitely a little bit. In addition to that, it doesn't really take into account, you know, employee turnover rates, the employees that we already have that already have children and are finished having children, and so on and so forth. And just to give you an example, you know, I did the fertility rate for the whole county by those same employees, and it came out to 4.5, which is a little bit lower. And that does matter. You know, each anticipated birth, it does matter because of the impact that it could have on the bank. But I'll get to that in a minute. So this is the point where I got to, and I said, okay, we know how many employees, we know the fertility rate, so we have an idea of potentially how many times the employees in Faulkner County could use a 4 weeks paid leave. Again, I think this number is high, but I wanted all these estimations and projections to be as conservative as possible, so I left it in there as five children per year. And so just with that in mind, I wanted to project out the next 10 years for the Faulkner County Catastrophic Leave Bank. And the way I did that, well, you can see in that table there, I just did all the averages, the last 3-year averages and 5 years and 7 years. And I took the most conservative one, which would be the lowest number of unused per year. So that's the 5-year average. So in the last 5 years, on average, 1,164 hours have been unspent in the catastrophic leave bank, which means it grows by that much on average in the last 5 years. So just the quick math would be, you know, if you have five people that take 4 weeks paid maternity leave each year, you know, that's going to come out to 800 hours a year. So once I had that math, I thought, yeah, this is doable. This is definitely doable for Faulkner County. We have enough growth in the bank with these conservative projections to sustain the bank for all the employees that have been contributing to it up until this point. You know, the program wouldn't have to change for them. And there will still be growth, which is the projection on figure three here. You know, this is using those numbers to project out the growth in the catastrophic leave bank over the next 10 years. And you can see there's still a pretty healthy growth in the amount of unused hours. So once I was finished with all this, I thought, yeah, this is doable. And I personally believe this would be a very good thing for Faulkner County for a variety of reasons. You know, number one is it would make Faulkner County a more attractive employer and help us retain quality employees, which we all know is a problem in any industry, but we have that problem here too. And so it would save us money, I think, in the long run by helping retain those employees. You know, paid maternity leave has been proven time and time again to help reduce infant mortality rates, improve, you know, health of the birth mother and the child, and increase those participation rates in the labor force for women.
Justice Pearson?
Pro-family. In my mind, this is a pro-family, pro-business, just a win-win situation for everybody.
Justice Pearson?
So I'm really excited.
I've got a point of order, please.
Hello?
Justice Pearson, can you hear me?
Yes.
I've got a point of order. I appreciate all your work and all the knowledge that we're getting here, but if we're going to get this in depth into the discussion, it would probably be appropriate to actually put a motion on the floor to discuss this. Counselor,
point of order. Thank you, Justice Kendrick.
Counselor, have we had a? I don't believe we've officially
had.
I do
the ordinance now. You know, I'm just debating the data now, but you're right. We're getting to the ordinance. That's what I'd like to bring up now. So, all that data and all that discussion being said, I came up with the proposed ordinance that I've sent out. And so, at the pleasure of the committee, I would accept a motion to put this on the table for discussion.
So moved.
I've got a motion on the floor. Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. So, moving the ordinance to the floor for discussion. What I did, what you see here in this draft ordinance is, this is from the 2018 personnel manual for Faulkner County. What I did is I struck any change language and I underlined any added language. And I copied this verbatim from the state of Arkansas's policy. So I've mirrored our policy after what the state did. And this would allow a Faulkner County employee to take 4 weeks paid maternity leave without having to exhaust their vacation and sick leave. And, you know, that's where the problem started in the beginning with the employee who came to the personnel committee, is they didn't have enough leave and they were having to choose between going back to work before they were ready or, you know, not being able to care for their child. And, you know, if anybody has any questions about the ordinance, I'll be happy to answer them. But that's pretty much it in a nutshell.
Chairman, this is Justin Todd. I've got a couple questions or some comments.
Yes, Justin Todd.
So, just for everybody's clarification, this actually doesn't cost the county anything. This is hours that the employees are donating themselves, correct?
Yes, that is correct. This already exists on the books as a liability for the county. The hours are already there. They're donating them. That's correct.
Thank you.
I guess.
And if an employee doesn't want to participate, they don't have to either. Is that correct?
That is also correct. You enroll by choice and you can withdraw by choice.
Very good. That's a win-win for everybody in my books. Thank you.
You said there was a liability. Do we have a specific line item budgeted within the budget book for catastrophic leave?
I don't know the answer to that question. If Scott is still on the call, maybe he would know.
There is not a line item for this. It's maintained by the judge's office on the donations through HR.
Okay, so really when he... So, if an employee takes catastrophic leave, how is that paid?
They're paid their regular time. It's approved, and then they're just paid at regular time like they were at work.
Okay, so they're paid out of their actual budgeted position,
yes,
for the year, not out of a specific bank for that.
Correct. Just as you would pay sick or annual.
Yeah, so since employee salaries are already budgeted for, I guess that's my understanding, is that it's not an additional cost.
Okay. Justice Pearson, have you reached out to the Catastrophic Leave Board and gotten any input or feedback from them on this?
I talked to Tom Anderson about it just to understand the Catastrophic Leave Bank, how it works and what the process is like. You know, I do have one concern moving forward if this does advance, which would be the form that employees have to fill out to apply for catastrophic leave. And I think if this ordinance does end up passing at the full court, we would need to make sure that catastrophic leave form is changed to appropriately reflect this. But I did reach out to the Catastrophic Leave Board, yes.
Okay, have you received any feedback or input on their thoughts or concerns or questions, comments on that you could share with the committee?
Well, what they expressed to me was just the questions that I had. They just answered the questions that I had. They're not necessarily the ones that you know, I would be seeking their approval of this for. I did send out an email to every single department head that I could find, and I think Margaret actually forwarded that email to all farm board members, which is no big deal. But that email that Margaret sent to everybody is what I sent to every single department head in the county that I could find an email address for. And I asked for their feedback. I asked for their thoughts and concerns. And just made them aware that I was presenting this ordinance tonight because it would have an effect on how they administer, you know, their department and how things work. So I did do that.
Okay. Have you received anything back that you could share with the committee? I know at least some of the documentation wasn't sent out till yesterday, so some people might not even have had a chance to review or research
right,
or read
and,
it.
And I, just to be transparent here, I sent this out as soon as I was done with it. You know, I worked on it real hard over the weekend, and I would have loved to get it out sooner, but I just got it to you as soon as I could. So, so what I've heard so far, and I won't name any names because nobody gave me permission to, but I've heard from three different department heads that are strong supporters, and I heard from one that had concerns and wasn't sure if it was necessary.
Okay.
May I speak for just a moment, Tyler?
Yes.
Okay. I appreciate you bringing this. I think this is something that our employees, several can benefit from. There's one concern I kind of have where they don't necessarily have to have a doctor's note, and I would prefer that they would have, as an employee, you know, as being an elected official, I would prefer to have something from a doctor requiring, you know, in addition to on this, like we would any FMLA. And also in the place on the board, I'd like to, I'm not sure why the county clerk being an executive office is not covered, why we don't have a representative. And I'd like for the county clerk's office to have a representative on this board as well, since this addresses that.
Okay, Mark, if I can address your first point. So if you look at Section C, the rules of operation, the last one in there, number 12, that is the that is what I included. And again, this is from the state's program, pretty much verbatim. And so basically it would require anyone who applies for catastrophic leave for maternity purposes to provide acceptable proof of the birth or placement. And so, and it spells out what counts as acceptable proof of birth. So would that be enough, or do you think a doctor still needs to make a note?
Oh, that's right. I had read further on this, and I think the further documentation did cover what I was thinking we would need. So I think this would be acceptable.
Okay. And as for your point about the makeup of the Catastrophic Leave Board, I'm happy to discuss that with you. I think it's a little bit of a separate issue. It's not something that's spelled out in this ordinance, but I'll be happy to talk with you about that.
Okay, thank you.
I guess my final comment on this is that I think just due to the short nature that we've had to actually review these documents and the lack of time we've had to, I know I personally had to research, review this, speak with elected officials and managers. I move that we table this for further research and consideration.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor. Do I have a second?
Yes, not a second.
Okay, so the motion is to table this until the next. It would be all right to move it to next month's personal or the next personnel committee meeting that we have.
Yes, sir.
I would just say table it until everybody on the committee and we can hold another meeting and bring it back up off the floor. I don't know how long it'll take every individual to research that and get the feedback they need.
Well, are there any questions that you have now that I can help answer? You know, I know we're restricted to our conversations outside of these meetings, so the committee's purpose here tonight is to debate fully and address any questions anyone might have. So if you have any, I'd be happy to try and answer them.
Right. Most of the questions, I'd like to speak with the members of the board to get their feelings on this, just because they're the individuals that are approving these different instances of catastrophic leave. Be able to speak with our different elected officials and the managers whose employees and selves are potentially impacted by this and just gain feedback and knowledge because, you know, getting this yesterday midday doesn't leave time to do that.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Any discussion on the motion to table this and until a later date? And Counselor, the way the motion was worded to table this, that will allow us to bring this off the table if the committee chooses to do so at a later date.
I think technically the way our rules are drafted is either a chair chairman or majority of the committee can bring up an issue at any meeting in the future. So it can be tabled indefinite or for a definite period.
Okay, fair enough. Motion and a second. Any other discussion on the motion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it. The ordinance is tabled till future time and date. Okay, any other announcements? Now, I know that I did invite folks to speak tonight on the ordinance. We've already tabled it. If there's anybody in the courtroom, you know, we're going to move into the announcements period of the committee. So if there's anybody in the courtroom or on the line here that would like to still speak, now would be an okay time to do that, or if anybody has any other announcements. Hearing none, I will accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
We got a motion and a second. The personnel committee is adjourned.